Right, Oscar. Thanks. I love the way you just rolled that out there this week. Good to see you got the gerbil working again. Now we've got Dr. Edamy Cortez Torres. She's an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. But more importantly, or equally importantly, she's the chief of the mood disorders unit at the University of Miami Hospital. So for all you people that are having a problem out there on I-95, listen closely. Dr. Torres, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good afternoon to you and to everyone listening to your show.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad to hear I got a little chuckle out of you. I heard it in your voice there.
You did.
All right. All right. Now, listen, we all know about the great things that they do at the Miller School of Medicine, and I know that I've had friends that were either had consults with you or were going to get them. So they were really lucky, because I never realized you were the chief of the mood disorders unit at UM at the University of Miami Hospital. What is that?
Well, our mood disorders unit is really a specialized unit at University of Miami Hospital, where we focus inpatient treatment on patients suffering from acute depression or bipolar illness, either depressed or mild mania states. And it's a really specialized unit in the sense that we focus not only on the treatment and adjusting their medications, but we also incorporate other treatment modalities, which include psychotherapeutic interventions. So we do have a psychologist on staff that meets with our patients both to offer individual psychotherapy sessions in addition to group therapy. And we also have recreational therapy and art therapy to promote not only our patients' emotional well-being, but also improve their recovery period.
Now, I occasionally read up on the guests that are going to be on the show, and when I was reading up on you, it seemed like this unit at the hospital, it seemed that it had one bed per room. It seemed like it was geared towards obviously everybody, but also where a high-powered professional might feel more comfortable in this environment, because I know a lot of friends that let's put it this way, I know a lot of people in the business world that have a lot of ups and downs and swings in their mood. They may just think it's too much coffee or a little pressure at work, but sometimes they may need a little bit more than a vacation.
Absolutely. This is really a treatment-oriented unit, and we're very proud of it. And you're absolutely correct. University of Miami Hospital prides itself in having private hospital rooms. So our unit is part of that, and we do offer private rooms for our patients to support their privacy. And also the ability for family to visit and feel comfortable in the hospital setting.
I'll just say it. Back when I was in college, my brother, who since passed away, had a breakdown. And we went to the floor that was in the wing there at Jackson. I can't remember where it was. It wasn't what I would call the most inviting situation. Now, it sounds to me like you're taking the treatment of mood disorders, and I'm looking at some of the stuff, and these are diseases, anxiety, bipolar, depression, and we'll just call them mental illness, and it sounds like you're bringing it into a situation where people shouldn't be thinking of one flew over the cuckoo's nest. They should be thinking of, this is a place where I can get peace and quiet to heal.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we try to offer this particular patient population. Now, we do have in total, 4 inpatient psychiatric units, and we treat different psychiatric illnesses in different units. But this one in particular focuses on the treatment of depression and anxiety. So patients are able to relate to each other in their own struggles, and sometimes that's very helpful because they're able to support each other through the process. It's a quite specialized treatment.
Now, if somebody's having a problem, are they going to know it? Because let's face it, a lot of people that are out there listening on I-95 are sitting there cussing out the person that just cut them off. They're going to get home. They're going to walk through the door. They're going to be absolutely, I'll just say it this way, flippendicular angry. And they're going to bring that into the room with them, into their dinner table, at their wife, at their kids. How should somebody handle it? They had a tough, I'm thrilled I'm asking this question. They've had a tough day at the office. They just drove an hour on I-95. It's hot as you know what out there. They just turned into their street. Something occurs that sets them off even more. Then they pull into the house and they got to be, you know, I want to say normal, kind, and quiet, a parent. How do you just flip the switch?
It's very difficult. You're not supposed to bring problems to the house environment, though. That's how we like to say. But no, you have to dress yourself in patience these days on the streets. But more importantly, try to increase your patience and your frustration tolerance, and that's not always easy.
Oh, man, I can tell you. I mean, I'm just driving out today from downtown, and somebody starts swerving in front of me left and right. I go around them. I try to accelerate, and then they accelerate. I mean, you know, it's like a game for these people. I like to call it the Miami-Dade two-step. But let's get back to what we're talking about here. How does somebody know that one of their loved ones needs a little bit of extra help?
Sometimes you can notice some change in behaviors. The patients may become more withdrawn, more isolative. They may be able to endorse, the fact that they feel sad or unhappy. Sometimes it's difficult for them to put into words, you know, the way that they feel. But families typically notice a change in their behaviors. And again, some patients are able to indeed endorse the symptoms. And sometimes, you know, families can help by encouraging them to see a mental health professional and at least, you know, get an initial evaluation that may contribute to their treatment.
Well, I know in this venue that people can admit themselves. If somebody wants to admit themselves or get more information or perhaps get into the unit, get a loved one into the unit, how do they find out about this and get a hold of you, Dr. Torres?
Well, we have both inpatient and outpatient services through the University of Miami Hospital. Our inpatient psychiatry admissions area within the emergency room, it's called the Psychiatry Intake Department, and that phone number is 305-689-4444. And our outpatient services, their phone number is 305-689-1352. Or 1355.
Now, we only have about 10 or 15 seconds left. What is the most important thought you'd like to leave our listeners on this extraordinarily important topic?
Mental health is very important. It's just like any other medical problem, and everyone suffering from any sort of mental illness, mood disorders, or any other should seek help and medical attention.
Well, Dr. Torres, I can't thank you enough. I hope we can get you back on the show because I know you have a lot of different specialties. I'd love, for instance, one day to talk about eating disorders and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. And before we go, Oscar, Oscar, we'll be back after this, and I've got something special I want to read. So stick with us. We're going to be right back. Last segment's going to be all me, and boy, you're going to love it. Back after this.